sermon today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen and amen. Let the weak say, I am strong. Now, only the weak that recognize it and accept it can say this with me today. But we're going to start with this and we're going to end with this. Let the weak say, I am strong. That sounds like a paradoxical statement, a contradictory statement, but it isn't. Amen. Paul said, when I am weak, he admitted his weakness. Then am I made strong. He confessed his strength. Amen. So let's try that this morning. Let the weak say,
I am strong.
Let me try it again. Let the weak say,
I'm
glad none of you think you're strong in yourself today. But when you make that confession, you're basing it on his strength. Can you say amen? So we're going to talk about letting the weak say, I'm strong. We talk about letting the redeemed say so. And it's real important that we have the proper confession. You don't just confess your strength, you confess your weakness first. Then you confess his strength. So you don't have faith in your faith, but you have faith in your God today. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to have a short video to kind of set this up, and I'm just going to preach behind it. Praise God. How many people here have ever sensed your weakness in a situation? You know what surprises me over and over again? I think I'm growing enough to be strong enough that certain things ought not get to me. That I'm there. I'm rejoicing in a service. My faith is built up. I feel confident that I can overcome anything under that holy anointing and unction and that mountaintop joy and that wonderful peace. And then something comes along. Boom. It's like somebody hit me in the stomach and took all the wind out of me. And I say, Lord, where did that come from and why am I not reacting better than this? Amen. Maybe you've never had it happen to you. You probably just stand on those mountaintops all day long and nothing like that ever happens in your life. But I want you to know those things happen in my life. Amen. There may be some other planet out there where those events don't take place, but not here on this planet. Can you say amen? It takes place here. And God wants us to own that weakness and not just become a whiny, crybaby type of give up, fatalistic, long faced person. No, He wants us to own our weakness so we can qualify for His strength. And in the midst of it, He wants us to look unto Him with everything we are and everything that we have. Praise God. So that's where we're headed today. Amen. You wouldn't think that a shepherd boy would be God's champion. Amen. And everything in the natural says, this is the wrong choice for a champion. This is the wrong choice for a king. But God said, this is both my champion and my king, because I chose someone so weak that they had to depend 100% on me. Amen. Can you say amen? And that's how I grant my great victories. There's a truth here today that God wants us to get about our weaknesses and his strength. And he wants you to own your weakness before you leave. Quit confessing something that isn't true. And that is that you're so great and you're so strong and you're so, you know, we can talk all that stuff all we want. But you got to walk this out in your life. Everybody in this room, whatever you are by the grace of God. Can you say amen? And if you see somebody somewhere that is faltering and failing, except for the grace of God, there go I, me and you. So let's thank him for that grace today and let's get a hold of the truth about this whole thing, because the truth will set you free before you leave this building today. God's going to build his army out of weak people who has been made strong. Praise God by his strength. Glory be to God. Amen. Did I give that to you? I didn't. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't pay no attention to inaccuracies in the video. It's just a dramatization and they had to dramatize it a little bit. But get a hold of the truth of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you today, Lord. Thank you, Father. I think this is going to fit us today. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Jesus, we praise you.
Strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before. Giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. If you have your Bibles, turn with me just a few moments to Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. There's a young lady, and while you're turning there, that was a lesbian. She wanted to become a dedicated Christian. She said, but I knew I couldn't change myself. We were on radio in North Carolina, on a small radio station, AM station, for a few months. And after the radio broadcast was over in a little town in North Carolina, this little radio station, the radio station manager sent me he called me, and he said, Pastor, we still have your master tapes, and even though you're not paying for airtime anymore, we have an opening, and we appreciate the quality of your broadcast, and we appreciate the quantity of it, and we would like to ask you, can we please play all of those masters again with no charge? That's kind of a duh type thing. Listen, play them again and again and again and again. I'm glad there's iPod on our website. People want to download it to an MP3 player and take it somewhere and play it for a prayer meeting. Take it and play it. This is not copyrighted stuff. This is the word of the Lord. Can you say, man, I'm just a preacher of it. It's God's word that's doing the work. Hallelujah. Amen. So they played it again. We didn't have any response while we were paid on the air, but when they played it again, we got a letter from Charlotte, North Carolina. It wasn't even supposed to reach that far into Charlotte, North Carolina, this little AM station. But God took His word and He sent it like He said that He would do. Amen. And somehow or another, God just took those sound waves and He just shoved them over into Charlotte, North Carolina. And there was a lady driving in her car. She said, and she wrote me a letter, and she said, Pastor, she said, I heard your broadcast in Charlotte, North Carolina, in traffic while driving my car home from work. She said, I'm a lesbian, and I wanted to become a Christian, and there was a conflict between my lifestyle and following Jesus. And I thought, but Lord, I want to know you, and I want to be saved, and I want to follow you. I have this desire, I have this drawing, but I can't change myself. And she didn't hear a message on homosexuality. She heard a message on slaying your giant. Amen. It was a simple message that you just saw dramatized and in song about slaying a giant. And she said, I realized sitting in my car at a red light, this is my giant. And I can't, in myself, slay this giant. I can't change myself. But God can change me. Can you say amen? And she prayed the sinner's prayer in her seat. And she said, God has changed me, delivered me, set me free, and give me a brand new set of desires. Hallelujah. That's what we're on the air for. That's victory in Jesus. Can you say amen? Now, some of you this morning are thinking about other things and thinking about your trouble, and you're one of the targets for this message today. Because if you don't begin to focus on the greatness of God and the goodness of God instead of the things that's bothering you and bugging you all the time, other things entering in is going to choke the word. And the potential for you to be delivered, you to be set free, your circumstance to be changed is going to be lost right here in this service. And God wants to help you today. He really, really does. But thank God. Thank God for the victory for everybody in this room. There's victory for you today. Your life can change today. My life can change today. Listen to Philippians 4:11 through 13. Let the weak say I am strong as our subject. Listen to it. Not that I speak in respect of want. Philippians 4:11. For I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content. Now, the context is real important before we get to the 13th verse. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. In other words, if this church doesn't bless him and help him, he said, thank God if you do, and it'll redound to a blessing back to you. But even if you don't, I'm going to be okay. Isn't that an amazing thing to say? People get on the air today and they say, if you don't send it in, we're in trouble. We're going off the air. We can't do God's work. Well, that's baloney. If it's God's work, it's going to get done. Amen. Whether you do or whether I do or whether he has to send somebody from South Africa to do it or Ethiopia to do it. Amen. Or where he has to move on some businessman that don't even know God to do it. I remember, you're not hearing me today. Amen. We're talking such a big line of faith, and we're looking at people like it's all up to them. And if they don't come through, the whole thing's a wash. Paul said, thank you for helping me. But I want you to know that I've learned in whatever state I'm in, if you don't help me, the job's going to get done. Amen. You say, Brother Ben, what if we don't help you here? Well, if God wants it to go on, he's going to send somebody that will help us. Can you say amen? I'm not going to stand up here and cry baby. Amen. I'm going to stand up here and declare to you, if God's in it, he's going to make a way. If he's not in it, I don't want to be part of it anyway. Let it come to naught and close. Can you not be... Listen, I saw a t-shirt the other day. I kind of liked the t-shirt. It said, I was going to give up chocolate, but I'm not a quitter. Hallelujah. I thought that was pretty neat. Amen. We don't quit the things that we love. Amen. We just quit the things that bother us. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm not a quitter, but I am an acquiescer to God. This is in God's hand. This is God's work. Praise God. Amen. The radio ministry, it's up to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to hear people talk like it's all up to me and it's all up to you. Amen. If it's God's work, he's going to do something to sustain it. And that's what Paul was saying. This is the context of this. He said, listen, thank you for helping me. I'm glad that you decided to help me. But I want you to know that whether you help me or whether you don't, I have learned to abound, and I've learned to be abased. I've learned to have a big blessing, and I've learned to suffer want. And I've learned that whatever state I'm in, knowing what I know and what you're going to know in just a few minutes. Can you say, man, I've learned to be content. Are you listening to me? I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. Say that with me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Matthew Henry comments, Christ which strengtheneth me denotes a present and continued act. See, it's not a one-time event, but a continual day-to-day, moment-to-moment dependence upon him. And that's what he's designed faith to do, is to keep us in a daily, give us this day of what? Our daily bread. He actually went on to say, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If you have to see the whole thing, the panoramic plan for your life in 3D, stretched out before you, he said, that is not faith. Can you say amen? But if you'll trust me for each step and each day, that's faith. That's the kind of dependence I want you to have. Paul says, thank you for helping me. But if you didn't help me, I want you to know I would still get the job done. Because he's going to help me, whether anybody else helps me or not. Hallelujah. He's going to send it. He's going to make a way. Listen, this is not a scripture, but it's biblical to say it, substantiated by scripture. God will make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Can you say amen? He can bring water out of a rock. He can part a Red Sea. He can do whatever is necessary. When nobody else comes to your aid, God will not abandon you. And you can still do all things through Jesus Christ, who will strengthen you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Make no mistake about it. We need you and we appreciate you. But I would be very foolish today to put all my faith in you. And I would be just as foolish to put it in me. I don't trust you or me, because we can all falter. Amen. But I'm telling you, one who is absolutely faithful. Hallelujah. Faithful is he that said it, who will also bring it to pass. Can you say amen? I love the story of Sarah. She was 90 years old. Abraham was 100 years old. And they had never had any children, and God had promised through Abraham's seed, amen, to bless, create really a nation through Abraham's seed. Two angels come on their way to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they stop at Abraham's house. And while they're there, he gave them food to eat. While they're eating the food, they told him that his wife that was barren was going to be with child. Sarah heard it. And Sarah went, go ahead, lady, you're doing it very well. Can you say it?
He laughed.
Yes, she laughed. They named their first child Laughter. Can you say amen? A Hebrew name that meant laughter. Praise God. Because Sarah said, but the angels really chided her for laughing. They said, if God says something, it's no laughing matter. If it's beyond the realm of your human capability, it has nothing to do with God accomplishing what He promised. Can you say amen? Don't ever think it's beyond God to do something in your life. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, ah, Lord God, in the book of Jeremiah, Thou hast stretched out heaven and earth by Thine outstretched hand. And there's nothing. Everybody say nothing. There is nothing, nothing too hard for thee. The Bible said in the New Testament, spinning off of that truth about God, amen, that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. That's His base of operation, is in us. He's not operating from heaven earthward. He's operating within us. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33:3, and call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. It doesn't mean I will reveal something to you spiritually. It means I will manifest myself in answer to your prayer and your cry. Call on me. Hallelujah. And I will do something that you've never seen or dreamed before. Wow. Wow. I like the Amplified here. It says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything. I'm equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I'm sufficient. I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. It's an amazing thing that we're called to be courageous and bold and confident, but not to trust in ourselves and not to trust in our flesh. Amen. So our sufficiency has to be in His provision, His grace, the things that He provides in our life. We're not self-confident, but we're confident in whatever we do in Christ. It's almost paradoxical, but it works so beautifully. I have no confidence in me, but I have great confidence in Him. Can you say amen? You know the story of David? First thing they wanted to do is tell him the size of the giant. Amen. Have you seen the size of this man? The very first thing, Satan is going to magnify your problem. Can you say, man, your problem may not seem so big to somebody that's not under the load of it, but you're under the load of it, and it's huge. I've never eaten possum. You may have. They say there's a way to cook it that it's not tough, but they say if you don't cook it right, possum is very, very tough if you don't cook it right, prepare it right, cook it right. How do you do it? I assume you know all about that. Amen. Man, got on that exotic shirt. He eats exotic foods. Parboil it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I asked a guy at work, he was an FDA man. I asked him, what's the most exotic food you've ever eaten? You know, since he was in the food industry, he said, mule lips and rice. I said, you win. I can't compete. You win. There's no need to go any further. Amen. Possum is one thing. Mule lips is something else. Can you say amen? Listen to me. Somebody told me that they tried to cook possum, didn't know how to cook a possum. They cooked him wrong and said, the more you chewed, the bigger it got. Amen? Yeah, greasy too. The more you chew it, the bigger it gets. I'm going to tell you something. The more you chew on your trouble, the bigger it's going to get. The more you talk about it, the bigger it's going to get. Amen. The more you tell other people and just spend an hour telling them about how awful it is, the bigger that giant is going to seem to you, because people are always going to come and say, have you seen the size of this man? Amen. And then they got precision. They got precise about it. I mean, they had so examined the size of the man that was defying Israel that they absolutely began to tell the weight of the coat of mail that he wore, the weight and length of the lance that he carried, and the shield and all of that, and how tall he was. And David didn't even listen to any of that. He simply said, I've slain the lion and the bear, because after that horn of oil was put on him, he was anointed. Amen. and the anointing breaks the yoke, and the anointing is mighty in battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God has anointed every one of us. There's not an unanointed person in. I'm not talking about whether you talk in tongues or not. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the anointing. God has anointed every one of you. You can't be a Christian and not be anointed. There's not just a few select people anointed. Amen. Everybody in here has been touched by the Holy Spirit. Everybody in here, amen, has been drawn to God by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has wrought a great change in you. And He said, I'll never leave you and I will never forsake you. Can you say amen? You're walking and living under the anointing. Whether you're talking about your trouble, whether you're feeling weak and worn out, the anointing is upon you, praise God. And if that anointing ever gets loose on the inside of you, He's able, through that anointing that's in you, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think and all that we could ever ask. Call upon me, hallelujah, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not, literally, which you've never seen and never dreamed. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Ain't no people in here that's been left out of God's provision for victory. Well, Brother Venable, he's got an anointing on me to preach, period. There's no other special anointing for me to live in victory. My dad's belly has gotten pretty big in the last few years. He's 5 foot 2.5 and weighs about 188 pounds. So, and it's all here. You know, he's got a Dunlop belly. His belly Dunlop over his belt. So I got him a pair of jeans, size 40. Yeah, that Dunlop. You like that Dunlop over his belt? Amen. Hallelujah. I got him size 44 jeans. 44. They're wide boys. And amen. I put a sign on the back, wide load. I didn't do that. But anyway, I love my daddy. We kid about it. But anyway, he said, but I'm going to have to ask you to do something. I said, what? He said, could you help me get these on? He wanted to wear jeans, made him feel young, a pair of blue jeans. And so anyway, my wife talks about, she says she likes to see me in jeans instead of them old man pants. Amen. So I've been picking me up some jeans along. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, he put one foot in and I reached down to help him put the other foot in. And I told him, I said, Dad, do you know something? I said, President Obama puts on his pants just like you do yours, one leg at a time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. One leg at a time. There's something we all have in common. We're all victims of the fall. We're all part of Adam's fallen race. Our flesh, all of us, is weak. We're to have no confidence in the flesh, the Bible said. Amen. None whatsoever. No confidence in the flesh. Praise God. But we're to have all confidence in God and His faithfulness and His Holy Spirit that's come to live within us. Praise God. We think God has favorites. He doesn't. My Bible said that He's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. But there are those that will acknowledge and own their weakness and not let that disqualify them from serving God and walking in victory. Because they come to an understanding that when I'm weak and acknowledge it and look to Him, then I qualify for His strength. Amen. And the can't-do Christian becomes a can-do Christian. And we look at trials that would normally tell us I'm too weak to endure this. And we say, I can. I can go through this. I can face this. I can overcome this. I can. I can. I can through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Can you say amen? That's becoming sufficient in His sufficiency. It's not self-confident, but it's confidence that's born out of a trust in Him that's unequivocal and absolute. One Christian martyr, I think it was Polycarp, one of those great Christian martyrs that they burned at the stake. Someone that visited him before they burned him at the stake said he was sitting. You think these people just have such great faith? Nothing bothers me. Everything bothers us. Listen, when I'm weak, if I don't own my weakness, if I don't acknowledge things bother me, I don't qualify for true strength. Amen. I'm pretending, I'm projecting something that isn't real and true. Amen. I'm going to tell you straight up, there's a lot of things that bother me. There's things that get me down and tear me up. There's things that break my heart in 1,000 pieces. There's things that make me want to throw in the towel and just try to get away from everything. Pastoring would be fine if it wasn't for the people, one man said. That wasn't me. Amen. Not you guys. You're wonderful people. Amen. Yeah, what did Peanuts' character said? I love mankind. People I can't stand. It's easy to just lump everybody into a big lump and love the world. Amen. But when you got to deal with people individually and personally, you can get hurt. And you can get torn in 1,000 pieces. And some of you have come right off a mountaintop of praise and worship to a place of deep discouragement. Don't be ashamed of that. All of us, we've been taught that we can't admit that. I believe it's in the admitting of it. Amen. And looking to God in spite of it, that we qualify for the strength that reaches way down and lifts us out of that deep, dark valley. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The men of God in the Old Testament and New had weaknesses. They were clearly clear. Paul said, I would not. I'm not going to put on something that isn't true. I'm going to tell you the truth of how victory works. I would not have you to be ignorant, 1 Corinthians says, of the trouble we experienced in Asia and how we stood on the word, bless God, and we stood up strong and we claimed the promises of God and we walked through that trouble. In fact, we skipped through it. We ran through it. Oh, hallelujah. No, he said, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant of the trouble that we experienced in Asia. If you think you got trouble, you ain't seen trouble till you went through what we went through down in Asia. How we, all of us apostles, were pressed beyond measure and despaired of life itself. That is a terrible confession. What is wrong with him? He needs Brother Hyperface tapes. That man don't know nothing about no trouble. A limousine takes him back to a penthouse suite till after the service is over. And he don't deal with P-E-O-P-L-E. Can you say, man, he's going to be whisked away. Preach and run. Hit him and run. He's going to go back to a penthouse suite. He ain't going to go home to the bill, stack of bills on the table. Amen? He's not even going to have to sit beside some cigar-smoking drinker in first class because he's got his own jet airplane. Boy, taking up your cross and following Jesus. It's tough out there. Can you say amen? When he's headed up to here, he's going to take some time off and let an associate or a family member do the preaching. Amen? Go to the Colorado Mountains and go hunting. Hallelujah. Go to the best lakes in the world in Alaska and go fishing for a month or so. Recover, rejuvenate, and come back and preach faith some more. Can you say, man? But all the rest of us have to deal with things differently. Can you say, man, we have to own our weaknesses and quit trying to put on airs of strength that really isn't true. The real strength in our life. Listen, I'm a victor and not a victim, but I want you to know something. The reason I'm a victor instead of a victim is not because I am strong. Amen. I am weak. I love the song. Oh, Brother Venable, bad confession. You just keep on telling other people how strong you are. And they're going to see through that. Because you're going to hit a trial just like Paul hit. And if Paul was pressed beyond measure, what makes you think you got more than he's got? Amen. Amen. Where did you get it? Well, I got so-and-so's tapes. Well, so-and-so didn't go through what Paul went through. Amen. You can't talk like Paul till you've been there and done that. You ain't been there and done that until you've been stripped to the waist and tied to a whipping post and given 39 stripes on 5 separate occasions. Beaten with rods 3 times. Shipwrecked 3 times. In the deep for a day and a night. Among false brethren, stoned and left for dead. In peril of sword. naked and hungry sometimes. I know how to abound. I know how to be at best, whether I'm on top or on the bottom. I can do all things. In spite of those things, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Wow. He said, shall I complain? Everybody say complain. How many know how to do it? How many's ever done it? How many did it on the way to church? No, I'm not going to ask. Enough is enough. Can you say amen? There he is. Honest man. He said, if my wife raised my hand, she's going to point at me anyway. So, hey, my wife does the same thing to me right while I'm preaching. Praise God. You know, if I'm guilty, you know, if I'm having trouble, she says, you too, brother. Amen. She brings me one of my own tapes. It's so embarrassing. Hallelujah. Says, you listen to this. You need this today. Can you say amen? God is so good. God has chose the weak things of this world. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. And let not the wealthy man glory in his wealth. But he that glorieth, let him glory in this, that he knows and understands me, saith God. Can you say amen? For God chose the base things and the things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. Can you say amen? For the weakness of God is stronger than the might of man, and the foolishness of God is stronger than all the wisdom collectively of man. Hallelujah. Paul said, when I am weak and so utterly dependent on him at that precise point, my strength from him comes, and I'm truly made strong. Can you say amen? You're stronger than you think. Let the weak say what? I am defeated. I am depressed. There's no way out. I should have stood that test better. I'm a failure. No, let the weak say the truth. I am strong. If you're looking to Jesus in your weakness, you're not weak. You're not weak. You're sustained. Amen, by something beyond yourself and someone beyond yourself. And if you're ever going to be strong, it better get beyond yourself. Amen. Can you say amen? We were pressed beyond measure, and we despaired of life itself, that we might learn a great lesson. What is it, Brother Bimble? Not to trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Can you say amen? We were as good as dead, but we serve a God who raises the dead. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Wow. It's amazing that all this is in the Bible, but people that just harp on standing on mountaintops all the time. I untied my shoe. I don't know whether to take it off because I'm on holy ground or tie it. Sean said tie it. So he said, you're anointed, but you're not that holy, Brother Venable. Hallelujah. Self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency does not mean self-confidence apart from Jesus, but rather a confidence that his provision for us is adequate for anything we encounter. Isn't that what he said? My grace is sufficient for you. Paul put it very plainly in 2 Corinthians 3:5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Can you say amen? We have confidence because our sufficiency is of God. We take courage because he is our strength. Didn't the Bible say this great array of spiritual forces against us? Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's his armor that we take. His righteousness, his truth, his word. Hallelujah. His peace that causes us to prevail. There are three pillars of support that God gives us to give us this strength. Number one is sufficient grace. It doesn't start with power. It starts with grace. Everybody say it starts with grace. He didn't say my mighty anointing and power is sufficient for you. He said, no, that's going to come later. Right now, it starts on a fundamental foundation of grace. Amen? My grace is sufficient for you. If you're going through a trial and God decides to take you through instead of take you from, he says, don't doubt for a minute that my grace will not be sufficient for you. We are sufficient in his sufficiency. And he wants us to acknowledge that by saying, I can. I can't take this anymore. No, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Can you say amen? I've been, listen, can't never could do anything. Say it with me. Can't never could do anything. Say that again. Can't never could do anything. That's why Paul said, I can. Amen. They're going to take me to that whipping post again. I can't take anymore, Lord. No, I can do all things. Why? How could he say that? Because God told him, when you hit that place in your life, my grace, not your strength. My grace, not your fortitude. My grace is sufficient for you. Can you say amen? And Paul was sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Listen, Paul declared and acknowledged his weakness. Listen to this. My grace. One Bible scholar put it this way. He said, those words involve omnipotence, omniscience, and the possession of all divine resources, and the perfect knowledge of all human needs, and the perpetual presence of Christ everywhere with his people at all times. His grace is exhaustless, absolutely adequate, infallibly unfailing. Everybody say grace. Amazing grace. We have a simple statement about grace that everybody knows here. So fundamental, but so true. And it's unmerited favor. Well, grace allows something. Grace allows something. You pointed it out in one of the radio sermons. When that veil was rent, it didn't just mean that we could go back there behind the veil. There's so much preaching about going behind the veil. Listen, it's not just that you can now go behind the veil, but God, who lives behind the veil, can come to you. That's why Jesus said, if any man open the door, I will come in and sup with him. Can you say amen? And he with me. Praise God. That means you can go into his presence and he can come where you are. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for he that shall come, he'll come behind the veil. He'll step down from his throne. He'll do whatever is necessary to keep his commitment and promise. In fact, he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Man got on an airliner, and he said he was shaking. He never got over his fear of flying. He was a Christian, and there was another Christian with him. He said, brother, why are you trembling so? He said, I'm scared to death of blind. He said, well, Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always. He said, that's right, lo. No, he meant I'm with you always, at all times, in every circumstance, in every situation. And it wasn't just his resurrection, John, that emboldened those disciples that are so fearful, unstable, and ready to turn back. When he appeared in that room, they know he had conquered death, but they needed something else. It's what he told them. You know what he told them? Go and preach the gospel to all the nations, to everywhere. Can you say amen? And lo, I am with you always. I love that picture right there. I'm not going to take it down. It took too much to get it to stay up there. Amen. But it's called the legacy. Look at it when you leave. Because there's a preacher preaching, but the apostles and prophets and angels and Jesus are backing him up. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Thank God I got backup this morning. Hallelujah. I don't have to call for backup, Sean. I got backup. When I pick up the Bible and I declare it to be true, I got backup this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me. Listen. Everybody in here that's been following the false teaching of confessing your strength instead of owning your weakness, you're disqualifying yourself. You're failing. I can tell you right now, you're not walking it out consistently. No matter how much you confess it, how much scripture you know, or how much faith you claim. Own your weakness and look to Jesus. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christian martyr. They're going to burn him at the stake. He knows what's coming. Historians tell us somebody visited him in the jail cell the night before he was to be burned at the stake. You hear the statements of people under such sufficient grace, that they make these statements that we could never dream we could make under that kind of duress and pressure. There was a candle, single candle, in his cell. The man that came to visit him said he took his hand and he put it over the candle and he felt the pain of a candle on his palm until it was unbearable and he had to jerk it back. And he thought, he said, to think tomorrow my whole body is going to be engulfed in these flames. I can't. Would be the normal, natural reaction. I can't do this. Can you say, man, I can't? But did you know what he said? I can do. I can't. In and of myself, I can't. And I own that. I admit that. But I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And they said when they took him out, those that saw it, and they strapped him to that pole, he began to sing praises unto God. As the flames engulfed him, his last echoes were echoes of praise to the Most High God. Where did he get that from? He didn't get it from his flesh. He didn't get it from his natural mind. He got it from a God who said, when that time comes, if it ever comes, I have something to give you that is beyond yourself. And you don't have to pretend to be strong. You have to admit your weakness to qualify for it. Because my strength is not perfected by adding my strength to your strength. My strength is perfected. My strength is perfected. Come on, you've got to own your weakness to qualify for this. Amen. My strength is perfected in weakness. Go to God. Confess it to Him. Cry out to Him. Look to Him with everything that's in you. And something's coming beyond yourself. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. When I am weak, then, Brother Taylor, am I made strong. Amen. A weak man walked in here today with the victory. Go figure. A weak man walked behind this pulpit. But there's great victory in my life. Go figure. Can you say amen? A strong man didn't come through that door. A weak man came through it. Hallelujah. A man who qualified for the grace that sustained me down through all of these years and through all of these tears. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Hallelujah. By the grace, not my great faith, my great anointing. His grace, not that we're sufficient as of anything of ourselves, that we should think of ourselves in some high way, Paul said. Our sufficiency is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Corrie Ten Boom said, I'm a Christian, Grandpa. Before she went to Ravensbrück concentration camp, I'm a Christian, but I'm so afraid of dying. She's 12 or 13 years old. Her grandfather, it was her grandpa, Grandpa Ten Boom. I think it was grandpa. Anyway, her dad or her grandpa. And back then, you didn't buy tickets online. You didn't pre-buy them. You went to the train station if you were going by train. The way they traveled to visit relatives by train. You go to the train station, you purchase a ticket. Then you go and hand it to the conductor and get on the train, take your journey. He said, Corey, he said, when we go visiting, when do we get our ticket? She said, just before we get on the train. He said, you don't have to worry about it. Facing these things now. When the time comes, God will give you the ticket. Can you say amen? Don't even think about it now. When the time comes, God will give you the ticket. I can't stand the thought of being burned at the stake. But if the time ever came, the Bible says that God will give me the ticket. In Fox's Book of Martyrs, an account of witnesses to the many people that were killed for the sake of the gospel. In one instance, they were taking them to a high cliff and hurling them from the cliff to their death. And one person who watched this group of people headed up to the high place to be cast off. He said their faces, these Christians' faces, were shining, glowing. There was a grace and a peace upon them because they got their ticket. They stood their ground and God gave them their ticket. Can you say, man, what is the ticket? Sufficient grace. Can you say, man, Paul knew about the sufficiency of grace, so he looked at every circumstance, no matter how overwhelming it would naturally and normally be. He owned his weakness and said, I, not because of my strength, but because of his grace, I can do all things through Christ. What are those things? It just in the previous verses, it said I can be abound or abased. I can be lifted up or cast down. I can have your help or no help and have to face some hard situations. But no matter what happens, he's with me. And he'll come to me. Hallelujah. Amen? We got to get the I can't out of our vocabulary. If I didn't get it out of mine from time to time, I would have given up years ago. It ain't exactly made me rich and famous. I'm not after riches and fame anyway, but it has a, you know, you don't see the fruit of it right here. Amen? Amen? There are people who make fun of us. They tell us God isn't in it. And if God wasn't in it, I wouldn't be here. I'd be as far. God is in it. You say, well, brother, if he's in it, why isn't your church growing? You have talked to God about some things, but I'm going to tell you something right now. God is in it. Amen. Maybe it's just for the radio. I told you this is a studio. Maybe it's for the outreach. When they come to our website, they're coming from all over the world. But I'm going to tell you something. God is in it. There's a young woman right here that will tell you God is in it. Can you say amen? Let me tell you something about God. I'm going to tell me something about God. I wish I had a mirror. I'd preach this to me. If you got a mirror in your purse, I'm serious. I'd preach this to me. Nobody's going for the mirror. I see there's no vanity in this room. Godly women who never even look in a mirror. I just put my lipstick on. Somebody said lipstick. I'd preach this to me. It makes no difference to God. Say it with me. It makes no difference to God, the scripture said. Makes no difference. Oh, yeah, I need this today. Thank you. I knew you would come through. She said, boy, he's been preaching to me long enough. I want him to preach somebody else. Give him the mirror now. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. I had no idea. Anyway, moving right along. You didn't have to give me a magnifying mirror. This is one of them that makes your pimples look like mountains. And your gray hairs look like the cedars of Lebanon. It makes no difference to God. See, it makes a difference to us, and we limit God. It makes no difference to God to save by many or by few. It makes no difference to God. It makes no difference to God. Amen. If two or more of you come together in my name, you don't have to have 50 to get him to come. You don't have to have 5,000 to get him to manifest himself. You don't have to have 50,000 to have miracles. Can you say amen? Where two or more gather together in my name, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? There am I. There am I. There am I. There am I. You know what that means? He's just as here today as he is in the Maybe Center at Oral Roberts University with thousands of young students worshiping God. He's just as present here as he is in Dr. Cho's church in Seoul, Korea, where 50,000 people will come to worship this Sunday, 10,000 at a time. That God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that Jesus that walked the sandy shores of Galilee, he's right in this room, right at this minute. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Where two or more of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And if two of you shall agree as asking anything in my name, it shall be given them of my Father which is in heaven. Because when you come together, I show up. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Please give this back to somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got to hurry and stop. But this is a truth we need to get. Paul literally said that he would glory in his infirmities. The sufficient grace. He said, therefore, I will rather glory in verse 9. Let me read it. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Everybody say he will own his weakness. That the power of Christ may rest on me. See, Pentecostals think without owning your weakness, when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's when the power, all the power you would ever need came then. How many discovered you need more?
Amen.
When you go through your trials and tests, you don't just need an anointing on you. You need something down on the inside of you that gives you inner peace and confidence.
Right.
And the power of Christ is on those who own their weakness. But confess simultaneously, I can do all things through Christ. I can't do anything of myself, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens. Everybody say we're sufficient in His sufficiency. We're confident, but not in ourselves. But we're confident in His provision for us. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? Quit trying to be strong. You're disqualifying yourself from strength. Can you say amen? When I am weak, how often are you weak? You're weak all the time in yourself. Your victories come when you look to Him in spite of your weakness. The Bible said, though the fig tree shall not blossom, though there be no fruit upon the vine, no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in my God. In fact, I will joy in the God of my salvation. For He, not me, He will make my feet like hinds feet. He'll change me and make me adequate for the circumstance instead of changing the circumstance. Until the circumstance. Now, He's not going to let you starve. Don't get me wrong. Amen. I'm young and now I'm old. I can actually say that now. I used to say that with a little grin and say, I'm not there yet. Amen. But now I'm there. Amen. I must be old. Praise God. They don't card me anymore when I ask for the senior's discount. I love it when they carded me. I went in Larry Park one time and asked for the senior's discount, and they said, you're not that old. I said, I am too, and I got the proof right here. And I thought, oh, thank you, thank you. I shouldn't have even shown you. I should have paid the extra just to not be, you know, just to. What a compliment. You don't look that old. Amen. You know you're getting older when people tell you you don't look that old. Can you say amen? You look good for your age. Yeah, boy, you look good for your age. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I don't know whether it's a compliment or just pointing out how old I'm looking. Anyway, God has been good to me. God's been good to me. God's been good to me, but I'm going to tell you something. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord, not those that walk it out, try to get it done in their own strength. They that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Listen, it's those that are saying, behold, I stand because of their great anointing, their great revelation, their great faith. In fact, Paul was in danger of that happening to him, self-sufficiency and self-exaltation. Can you say amen? And that's why, lest he be lifted up above measure because of his many revelations. Amen. God allowed an emissary from hell to come and buffet him, and he besought him three times to move this obstacle that keeps driving me to my knees and putting me on my face before God. And heaven was brass, and God didn't answer. And then when Paul questioned why God didn't answer, he told him, my grace is sufficient. He would have never discovered the sufficiency of grace if God had took him out of all of his trouble.
Amen.
And then when trouble came for the sake of the gospel, he couldn't have been a witness. He would have fell apart at the prospect of having his head chopped off. You know why he didn't fall apart? Because he'd done pledged his head to heaven, committed his life to God. And he knew when the time comes, he'll give me my ticket. And the ticket is sufficient grace. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God will infuse his strength into me. Let me finish this. I don't have the ticket. To tell you the truth, I don't have the ticket to keep pastoring. If I think of all that I've been through and all that I might have to go through if I continue. There's times I go by a camper park and I look at a little camper with a push out. And I say, that push out, there's room for my plasma. Right in there. All I want in the camp is my amenities. I can put my plasma in that push out. Sit back on my little old couch. Hallelujah. Amen. Let everybody take care of themselves. Oh, yes. Praise God. Where's Brother Venable? Hadn't seen him. Don't know where he went. He just took off in a travel trailer. We haven't seen hide nor hair of him. Can you say he's living somewhere up in North Carolina? Amen. Way back out near a stream. Praise God. Ain't got no telephone. Hallelujah. Eating rainbow trout. Hallelujah. Catching them, cleaning them so Pamela will cook them. Can you say amen? No power for my plasma? Generator. We hook that bad boy up and watch that TV. Put a satellite dish on top of that camper. Eat fish and watch TV till Jesus comes. So many good preachers on there. Hallelujah. You know what David said? You know what David said? David said, oh, see, everybody's been there. You got to own your weakness to get this strength. David said, oh, that I had to. Do like that. Don't hit your neighbor. Try to do it. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I wish I could. David said, the pressure is on so great right now in my life. I wish I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away. Can you see that? If God would just give me wings to fly, I'm out of here. You can have my throne. You can have my kingdom. You can have all of my legacy of slaying giants. Right now, I need some relief. Remember that guy that went coon hunting and he gets up in the top of a tree because he sees a raccoon up there and he's going up to knock him out with a stick and they're waiting down at the bottom with a bag to grab the raccoon. That's how they used to hunt him. You climb up a tree and knock him out. Knock him out, John. Knock him out, John. They're hollering, knock him out, John. Well, when he got up the tree, he found out it wasn't a raccoon. It was a wildcat. And when he climbs out on the limb to hit him, he sees a wildcat instead of a raccoon. He drops his stick. Amen. The wildcat begins to claw it at him, and he begins to hit fighting back at the wildcat, and he says, shoot up in here. Kill this thing. And they said, but John, we're afraid we'll hit you. He said, shoot up in here anyway. One of us has got to have some relief. Jerry Clower, I'll never forget it. Boy, there's been times I just want relief. I just want relief from the pressure. But to get the relief I need, I don't have to. Listen, the worst thing that somebody can tell you is when you need relief is just grin and bear it. Bless God, I don't have any problems. All I have. That's not how you do it. I like that song, Brother Taylor. My dad used to play it on the fiddle. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all harm. Fight as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to thee. That's how he's designed faith. You own your weakness. You qualify and look to him for his strength. And victories come not because of your strength, your great faith, but his great faithfulness and his sufficient grace. And God brings you through again and again and again and again and again. And after a while, he brings you through so many things. As you look to him, you become confident that he will continue to bring you through. Can you say, man? And after a while, I can't becomes I can. Can you say, man? I can do all things through Christ, which what? Strengthens me. When what? When I own my weakness and look to him in spite of it. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise offering in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 10, therefore, he said, I would rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest on me. And verse 10, he says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For all these things weaken him. But he said, when I'm weak, I'm going to look to God with everything I am and everything I have. And then, Dale, I'm going to become strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Because we say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's more to this, but our time is gone. We'll have to finish it. One of the pillars is sufficient grace. Say it with me, sufficient grace. Hallelujah. There are two more pillars, and I hope we can... Not pillows, Sean. Wake up. Amen. Kentucky, that's what we call pillows anyway. God is good. God is good today. Amen. There are absolute truths that we need to get a hold of. Another pillar is that he supports us with his love. He supports us with his love. He supports us with his love. We've been talking about revival tonight. All we're going to do is see a short video and pray. That's all. It seemed like such a short, insignificant thing. But you know what? What's going to happen? Amen. We need God to show up. We need him to manifest himself. We need the Lord to save. We need the Lord to add to the church such as should be saved. We need God to come down and rend the heavens. We need God to come through in our lives. And we're going to keep praying till he comes. Can you say amen? And the Bible said, in the midst of our praying, if nothing has happened yet, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. For he that shall come will come. And he will not tarry. That means when he comes, nothing will stop him. When he comes, he will not hesitate. When he comes, demon powers will not be able to hinder. Amen. The accomplished will and work of God that we're praying for. When he comes, walls fall down flat. When he comes, amen, whole armies wake up dead. 185,000 men went to sleep ready to charge against God's people, but they woke up dead the next morning. Can you say amen? Oh, yeah, they did wake up. They just didn't wake up in their bodies. Can you say amen? Listen to me. They woke up dead. Oh, no, that's not just some little thing I'm saying. Their spirits came out of their bodies and they are contained somewhere awaiting the great white throne judgment. They woke up dead. Can you say amen? Amen. Listen to me very carefully today. If you keep confessing how strong you are, and that's going to... You're disqualifying yourself from that you really need. And if you're judging someone because you see weaknesses in them and you don't see them standing as strong as you think they should or could, be cautioned. Be cautioned. Be very cautioned, because you got your image from somebody on television. You didn't get it from the apostles. You didn't get it from the man that came, that Paul said, this is my brother, my companion in labor, my fellow soldier. And when he gets back, highly honor him. And guess what happened on the way to help Paul? He fell sick certain days and would have died if it wasn't for what? The grace of God. Everybody that ever made it is because of the grace of God. Amen. And the love of God. In the great Welsh revival, there was a song that was claimed. And it's the second pillar, and it's a preview of next week. The second pillar in this support system that God has given us as weak people in a fallen world. Amen. He's supplied that through grace and then his love, his absolute committed love for us. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God that's in Jesus Christ. Can you say, man, it's not just your faith, your power, your anointing. It's his love sustaining us today. I love to feel God's hug more than to feel that power that makes me run the building. I have run the building and got one phone call, believe it or not, that was like a hit in the stomach, and have to go home and lay awake at night, go through nervous exhaustion. You and I relate. We've talked together personally about these things, and I've confessed my weaknesses. I own my weakness. I can't take stuff. It gets to me. I try to give it to God and end up feeling it on me heavy. And I have to commit and commit and commit and commit and trust and trust and look and look. But I don't get victory by not acknowledging my weakness. I say, God, you knew this about me when you called me.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And you know it about me right now. And you still got your hand on me. And if I was you, I wouldn't have picked me. Hallelujah. But I'm not you, and you did pick me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So here I am, coming again to tell your people how much you love them. And that there's nobody in here that is too weak for God to use in a mighty, wonderful way. In fact, that weakness acknowledged when you look to Jesus is going to cause God to do mighty things. He does mighty things. He's mighty to deliver and mighty to save. The great song of the Welsh Revival was all about the love of God. And that love of God is here this morning. I felt it when I walked in the door. It's a sustaining love. Praise God. It's powerful and it's stubborn. Praise the Lord. I have felt unloved before by people, but I have never felt unloved by God. Amen. And when I couldn't feel His love, the cross is my center point because it screams, I love you. Can you say, man, it screams, I love you. And there's no, oh, but He loves you, Brother Bill, because you're preaching. No, He doesn't. He loves me. Amen. Just like He loves you. He don't love you any less. He don't love me any more. Amen. He would be respecter of persons if He did. He loves all of us as if there was only one of us. For God so loved, here comes a hug for all of us from God. For God so loved the world. Come on, don't exclude yourself from these arms. Hallelujah. Amen. That He gave His only begotten Son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift Him up in this song. This is a deep abiding love. It provides a sufficient grace today. Will you stand to your feet all over this building?